quarter to.
Around 1 o'clock.
Oh no, he was still there at 1.
Yeah. Oh, I thought.
I imagine it was quarter to.
I expected that's right.
Is there any other way of saying quarter of 2 rather than 1:45?
Well, 15
minutes till.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you describe the process of preparing coffee to be drunk? Sam, gonna go.
Well, the common term I would use would be make the coffee.
Okay.
Regardless of what the process was.
Okay. Is there any other words, any other way of saying it, you know?
Well, you could say brew the coffee.
You wouldn't say boil the coffee or cook the coffee or anything?
No.
Okay. They ever have some kind of deep dish apple pie that you'd have? Any word for that?
Cobbler.
Okay. Is that a word you'd be familiar with, cobbler?
Cobbler.
Okay. How would you describe cobbler? I'm not very good at describing these things.
You do it.
Well, it depends on who's making it. When I make cobbler, it's just the fruit in a pan with a top crust. Some folks make a bottom crust too, just like a pie.
Uh-huh.
But to me, cobbler is just the top crust on the fruit.
Okay. If you were thirsty, you might go get yourself
a drink of water.
Okay, or any other. You put the drink in what container?
A glass.
Okay. You wouldn't ever call that a tumbler?
No. Well, it is used occasionally, but
you don't call
not
it
very
that.
Often.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. If you had people in the dinner, what might you say to them to get them to come to the table or to have a seat at the table?
I suppose that
dinner has
like
been
it.
Called. Let's go get it.
Well, I would say dinner or supper's ready, or sometimes I say, well, come on, fellas.
Okay. You have somebody that's being somewhat shy about, say, grabbing a nearby bowl and getting the process started, passing it around. What might you say to him to encourage him to
help yourself?
Help yourself and pass it, please.
Okay. If you were eating at somebody else's house and say they cooked something that you just really couldn't stand, just made you sick, but how would you politely say you didn't want any?
I might say I'm not used to eating that.
You wouldn't, West. You'd say no thanks.
Or you might say something like, I don't care for it or anything like that? Or
yes,
I don't believe so. He might.
I wouldn't care for that dish. Thank you.
All right. If you have make a lot of food and people don't eat quite as much as you expect them to, you suspect the next day you're going to have what kind of food for dinner?
Leftovers.
Okay. You might call it the food is, if you want to make it a little bit less palatable or more palatable than just cold food, you might say it's
warmed over.
Is that what?
That's right.
Okay. A lot of times with children, you have to tell them to keep their mouths closed at the table while they do what?
While they're eating.
While they're chewing.
Yeah. That was the word I was looking for. Did you ever have something made with cornmeal and cornmeal and made it into something sort of liquid type consistency? Yeah.
Mush?
Mush.
Yeah.
Corn mush.
Okay. How about ground corn? Did you ever have that?
That would be about the same as cornmeal. Well, you make cornbread and corn mush.